Time for Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee. Girls high school basketball from last night. Bunker defeated Alton 54-35. The West Plains Lady Zizzers picked up a really good conference win over Bolivar 53-50. Van Buren topped Ellington 50-44. Mountain Grove over Fordland 52-41. Seymour topped Gainesville 38-35. And Stillville defeated Salem 65-34. West Plains Zizzer football will look a little different on the sidelines with some new coaches. Brock Kadege will take over as head coach. Jalen Acklin and Britton Bush have been added to the staff as well for the upcoming season. Ozark Radio Sports talked with Coach Kadege, and he's excited about the opportunity.
Excited for the opportunity to be the man in charge and work with all these great athletes. Been working for the last, week or so here, trying to put together a great staff for these kids to learn from and lean on.
Coach Kadege talked about the timeline he has to have everything in place for Zizzer football camps and preseason training.
The summer is so important to building the team. Teams aren't built in August. Teams are built in June and July. And so we want everything as normal as we can, preferably by April.
West Plains Zizzer football 2025 regular season starts with Mountain Home on Friday, August 29th. Boys high school basketball for tonight, Van Buren at Alton. West Plains heads to Branson. That game will be on KDY 102.5. Mountain Grove at Kabul. Summersville will be at Dora. Eminence at Ellington. Seymour at Fordland. Mansfield at Gainesville. Conway heads to Hartville. Liberty will be at Houston. That game will be on the Fox 96.9 and live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com. Koshkonong at Maynard, Arkansas. Norwood at Sparta. Salem will be at Thayer and Ava at Willow Springs. That game will air on KUKU 100.3. The MSU West Plains Grizzlies were in action last night with more. Here's Harlan Hutchison.
Four players finished in double figures. The Grizzlies led from very early on, never trailed, and went on for a 70-66 win over the State Fair Roadrunners at Sedalia on Thursday night. The Grizzlies were able to get great balance in their scoring column. They also did a way better job at the free throw line than the first meeting against State Fair, as they shoot 24 out of 36 and pick up their 11th win of the year. Leading scorer for the Grizzlies with 18 was Ryan Richardson, and State Fair was paced by Sam Bradford, who finished with 20. One of their better performances of the season, good free throw shooting in the second half for the most part, helped to seal the game. And Riley Whitaker, with a couple of big threes in the second half as well, played a key role. The Grizzlies, a 4-6 mark in region play. They beat State Fair last night 70-66 with the Grizzlies. Up north, I'm Harlan Hutchison.
And Saturday night, the MSU West Plains Grizzlies will play host to Mineral Area College at the West Plains Civic Center. Tip-off 7 p.m. The game will air on KDY 102.5 and be live video streamed at Ozark Radio News. The Missouri Tigers will be back on the hardwood Saturday afternoon at Georgia. Pregame 2 p.m. and the tip-off 2:30, all on Q94. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.